Okay, welcome to episode 3. I'm Man Like Quakes, and today we're going to start with a song. And the song of choice is What Up King by me, Man Like Quakes. And then we'll get into the episode. Enjoy.
What up king, do your thing, hold it down, do your thing. What up king, what up king, what up king, what up king,
what up king,
what up king, what up king, what up king,
what up king,
what up king,
what up king.
What up king, what up king, things are starting to take shape. I used to wait on them and now they gotta wait. Heavy is the crown, I got used to the weight. And it took how long it took, best believe was worth the wait. Took risk, made mistakes, I know God is never late. And in this game of thrones, people manipulate. Yeah, see me on my grind every day, every day. Be the king of your thing and let your proof of work say. Just been busy, bro. I'm not antisocial. I've been stacking sats and adding to my total. You know we started local and now we going global. We outside, twisting cities like I told you, man. We built for this, my guy. Fill more times than they would try. Yeah, I just executed on the dream I had inside. Put my pride to the side, another slice of humble pie. Yeah, we walking, now we talking. Lord knows it's not a lie. I'm not trying to convince you, man. I know that I'm the guy. Off with his head, fiat money is a lie. Yeah, Bitcoin is money and Satoshi made a way. I see my Bitcoin only homies, I'ma say.
What up, king? Do your thing, do your thing. Hold it down, do your thing, do your thing. Do your thing, do your thing.
What up, king?
What up, king? What up, king?
What up, king?
What up, king?
What up, king?
What up, king? What up, king?
Yeah. Never buy the hand that feeds you, gotta do your research. If they say it can't be done, I'm getting paid to make it work. Yo, put me on speaker, I want everyone to hear. Yo, fear of man's a snare, and it's only got a fear. Yeah, this is my year, I'm making music peer to peer. Yo, 2026, I got my whole crew up in here. Everybody got a plate, I gave you all a clean slate. If you mess up, that's on you, I changed the locks on the gate. We ain't here for nothing. On the path to be great. See my Bitcoin only homies, I'ma say.
What up, king? Do your thing, do your thing. Hold it down, do your thing, do your thing. Do your thing, do your thing. What up, king?
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 What up?
Bitcoin only homie, got Bitcoin only homie. I'm just making music for my Bitcoin only homies. Bitcoin only homie, got Bitcoin only homie. I'm just making music for my Bitcoin only homies. Yeah, my life, quakes.
Okay, welcome to the show. It's Man Like Quakes, and I'm here with Sats Tagger. How are you doing, Sats Tagger?
Great. How are you doing, bro?
I'm good, thank you. It's been a while, man. We've not been doing the podcast.
Yeah. Of course, we have been busy a little bit. So, today is we decided to do it today, regardless what schedule we have. So, we can do this today.
Yeah, just got to prioritize and get things in order. So, welcome to the show, guys, and apologies for being away, but we've done a lot of things. So, even over the weekend, we had the Trezor Hangout.
Trezor Hangout.
That was super fun on the 31st, and thank you for those who came. It was a really great time. You just introduced people to Trezor, Satoshi Labs.
Okay, yeah.
Vexel. Mm-hmm. And Trezor Academy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so big news is that we got Trezor Academy happening on the 14th.
Valentine's Day
special.
Valentine's Day special, yeah.
Yeah, if you're single and you stack sats, where you at? So you should be here learning about mm-hmm. Bitcoin. So it's it was all planned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's three sessions, 14th. 21st, 21st,
and 28th.
Yeah. Okay, three Saturdays in a row at our Bitcoin Arusha hub.
Yes.
Watch our space, and we will be doing it from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
A little bit of networking, a little bit of hangout, and then obviously content of learning about Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we want to go back to Hedy Hura project, yes, where we were able to go to Moshi on the 23rd.
Yep.
And that was a real special day. And we got to deliver 42 pads to the students there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started driving from Arusha.
Yeah, we started driving from Arusha to Moshi,
which is about a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, 2-hour drive.
80 plus kilometers ish. Mm-hmm. on a given day. Yeah. So 2 hour drive, me, Sastaga and
Twalibu. But luckily we were accompanied with our members.
Yes.
Yes, like 2 members from Bitcoin Arusha community.
Yes.
And like there were like many members who were willing to come, but just, you know, the space in the cars and stuff like that were.
Yeah, I think for us now knowing in the future, yeah. And I think this is really an event for Bitcoin Arusha, so we should really include our members. It was just a bit very, very quick.
But
Jacob and Vincent, thank you so much for coming. And we had Brian from TrapSmart
as well.
He's based in Moshi, which was great to meet with him. Mm. And then we met with the Hedihuru team.
Yes.
We got to the school about what time? We were supposed to be there for 11.
But we arrived there early.
We're about 10 o'clock. We're about 10 a.m. in Moshi, because we left about 8, got there at 10.
Yeah.
And yeah, got to meet the other team, the Hedihuru team. Mm-hmm. And the star of the show was Helen.
Mm-hmm.
So she is one of the dadas who is working on the Hedihuru project.
Yes.
And she actually made and constructed every single pad. That was really amazing. So within like about 3-4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
she made them. And remember, each pad
has eight parts.
Each kit has
400 parts. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, bro, that's amazing.
So
one
good.
Person can make 400 parts in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Bro. And then all the kits that go with it. And then everything else goes with it. So
we're
going to give a bit of a breakdown of the day. So Taga did a diary.
Yes.
So what do we start with? What was the first thing when we got invited to the class, or where are we starting?
I think we should start from after we got there to the school.
Yeah.
And then we had like 20 minutes to wait outside, and the Hedihuru team and teachers were like preparing the classroom and the students.
Because it was during school time, right?
Yeah, it was during school time. So they had to isolate those who need and those who don't, then they can go on with their classes. And so that's how it was. And then after that, we got in the class, and like everybody was there, like the students, the teachers. Like we had three female teachers, one of them was the deputy head, and 2 biology teachers. Those were biology teachers.
Okay.
And yeah.
So, but I mean, even the classroom, no windows.
Yeah, hey, bro, man.
No windows.
The situation is real.
It's a government school. Mm-hmm. It's a Manushi secondary school.
Yes.
I can't remember how many pupils entirely, but they start from Form 1 up to Form 4.
Yeah, yeah.
So 4 classes, and we had 4. Out of all the girls, there was 42 identified who were in need at the time. So, so then imagine you're going into the classroom. I think people see the pictures. Just bars on the windows, just horizontal ones.
Mm.
You saw some leaking in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Just very basic. I had a few comments on the furniture,
which
I'm sure we'll get to. But anyway, just context-wise, concrete floor,
a
bit of dusty, and, you know, chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
No electric like kind of capacity for like projectors or anything like that. So just give people real context of what it's like to go in there. And the desks were kind of, there was sometimes 2 to a desk, 3 to a desk, like, you know, like the bench kind of desk.
And
sitting in there. So yeah, it's been a while since I've been into a government school in Tanzania, but context-wise, it is eye-opening for those who don't know what it's like to go through a government school.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And that's how it was. And then after we got in the class, we greeted each other, and we got the time like to be introduced to the students and the teachers, and the dadas were introduced. And then after, the students were given the form.
Yes.
Yeah, the questionnaire form, like to fill the
questions. So that was important because it allowed us or the team to have an understanding of the girls' understanding of menstrual health.
Yes.
So the questionnaire had various questions that could just have an understanding of where they were at.
Yes.
So it can also help us support them.
Yeah.
So that was about a good like 10-15 minutes
filling
the format, which is really great. I'm glad they did that because it wasn't just a drop the pads and leave. It was about education.
Yeah, man. And after that, the forms were collected and then pads were kept on the tables of the girls. Like everybody was supplied with a kit.
Yeah, and they're cool, like kitenge bags. You can't really tell what is inside.
Yeah, of course.
The cool thing about it is a bit of a secrecy.
And privacy.
Yeah, you can't tell. It's a nice pattern kitenge.
And it's not like someone can see what's inside.
Yeah, see through it. Yeah, it's just a nicer pattern.
Yeah,
and all of them were unique as well. They weren't all the same design.
They're different.
Different, yeah.
And then after that, Helen, one of the dadas who made the pads, was in charge to demonstrate and teach how
she
the pads
was a great
should
teacher,
be used.
Man.
Yeah, of course, man. Very I was engaging. Impressed with how she taught the student. I was like, hey.
I mean,
she has the talent for.
She has great talent, and she has so much passion for what she does. And imagine she's also now distributing to the kids. Like, it's not like she made it somewhere and wasn't part of the process.
Yes.
She was part of everything.
Mm.
So she led that whole workshop, really, right? What is the pad? How it works and the features. So I think we'll continue with more.
Okay, then after that they were told to open the pads and to make sure like everything was in there, like the 8 pads, like 2 pants and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have one here, so I'm gonna bring one just to make sure that we go through all the items. So they opened the pad,
opened the kit, and they had to make sure like there were 8 pads in the kit in there.
Yep.
All right, and then 2 pants.
Yep, that's right.
And then also one waterproof bag.
Yes, to hold any used pads.
Yes, and then 2 clips or the folders.
Yes, so the clips that the pads go into that connect to the underwear
and like 1 soap bar.
Yes, so they have some soap and a flannel as well if they need to, you know, cleanse themselves. Yeah,
And then like 2 handkerchiefs.
Is
it 2 handkerchiefs or just 1?
No, the flannel, right?
No, I mean this one. Yeah, to clean the pads or what?
Yeah, the flannel. That's the flannel, yeah.
The flannel?
It's the same thing.
Sure. Okay, so...
Yeah, they were given that. And I mean, it was also interesting to see because the main thing was, like, how does it work? It's almost like Lego. Like you have all these different pieces.
Mm-hmm. And then you need to connect them together.
To form them together, right.
Yeah, so like when they opened them and so they had to go process, it was step by step with Helen on how to like make them and ready to use. Mm. Okay, so after then, there were about 5 dadas printed in the class and to make sure like every student...
Yeah, because the folding part is the new thing, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because it's reusable and there's 8 of the pads, which are kind of in like a hexagon kind of shape with 8 sides.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have to fold it in a particular way and then kind of tuck it into the sleeves of the holder.
Yes.
And then that clips. There's a clip that goes around the kind of the bridge of the underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it sits on there. So I think the main thing was the hygiene, right? Because in the sense of they only last for like 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours and then you change.
And then you should change them, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that was really... That probably took the most time, right? Just understanding how to fold them and then how to secure them and then how they get secured onto the underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after all that processes and after the dad has made sure like every student has already understood.
And that's some good questions as well, the girls.
Yeah, yeah.
The students had some really good questions.
Yes, they were given the chance to ask questions like... One of the students was like, hey, do we wash this part?
Because I mean, if they only know about disposable ones, then this is a whole thing. Because the key thing about these pads is they last 3 years if looked after correctly. If looked after well, they can be last up to 3 years. So I'm not sure if you got the parts where they talked about how to wash them and stuff like that, and you know, with the hot water.
No, I didn't write it down, but I think I remember it.
Yeah,
like she said, after you have already used the pad.
Yeah, then you put them in the waterproof.
Yes, you put them in the waterproof.
Waterproof bag and
like,
seal it.
Probably you are at school.
Mm-hmm.
When you get home,
yeah,
you take it and you like soak it in water for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then you like pour the water and then put it
in
new water
right.
Yeah, and soap. And then you can
and you can the, you can clean them
scratch
yeah.
and clean them and
yeah and then you can just hang them to dry
as well
but yeah I mean that's the responsibility but if looked after well
yeah it can last 3 years
and then the whole thing is that this gives the girls an opportunity not to miss school because of the period.
Yes.
And and again continue their education because I think this is what we talked about right What if they missed school and how difficult would it be to get their notes, right?
Mm.
So how, like, I think we talked to the context, right? I was like, bro, like, it's not like they have like a Google sheet or Google Slide or Google Drive that the teacher teaches and then puts it on there for them to think. So maybe you can give some context of that, like, what happens if you miss a day of school in a government school and even 3 days of school? Like,
okay. So like if you miss a day at school, it's like there are different periods at school. Like you'll have already missed them, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe you can get your friend to like teach you what they learned yesterday, or like if you don't care, then you can just stay like that.
Wow.
Like there is no way a teacher can like come to find you and like, hey, we learned this yesterday and stuff like that. So maybe the teacher can find you and just to beat you, like, why didn't you attend to school yesterday? Yeah.
Because then there's some extra work for the teacher, right?
Yes.
To who's already taught a class and I'm saying it's not like they're teaching from a desktop as in a computer, right? Where I can just share these with you later.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching on a chalk.
Yes.
A blackboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when they write it and they rub it, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, if you miss it, then you miss it.
You missed it,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So imagine like 3 days of school and classes and you might have a test coming up and you all those notes and stuff that you missed on.
Hey, bro.
So when
just
do you
miss it.
Yeah, but when do you find the time to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to go to class and on top of that you still have to catch up on class.
Yeah.
So is it a case that just maybe from your experience, is it a case that if you have a good friend who would allow you to borrow their notes and you would have to copy them and hopefully they would tell you what you missed?
I think that's the best way and to do and most of them or most of us, even myself, when I was studying, I was doing that. And you know, like if I miss a period, then I can ask my friend and take his exercise book with me home.
Yeah.
And then I can write in the night and then in the morning like everything is okay. But after you write that, you also need someone to teach you, like, and if it's mathematics, then that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's complex things happening.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're right. It's multiple classes, different classes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they've had a whole day to do it, and then you have to do it in the night, find the friend, ask them to borrow the books, and they might be in a situation where, like, it's not like they can just share it with you. You know how we just share things?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, I could just copy, hey, let me just paste this
you have to have his book, her book,
and write it down. And then for only for them to get their book back is by you giving them book back.
Yes.
But when the book is with you, they can't read it.
Yes.
So now,
oh, wow.
And when you really think about it, wow.
Like, man,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. This technology, I mean, and that's why we're doing this podcast, because like we're just talking about it and we're not even interviewed a girl yet or a student, which when we do the monitoring evaluation, be really, really interesting to hear the contrast of, hey, when we didn't have these reusable pads, this was our scenario.
Yes.
Okay. This was our reality.
Yeah.
And now we have them. And the hope, I mean, we've heard, there's another pilot school that's using them, so we've heard the great things of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now
yeah.
hearing from Anoush will be very, very special.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah,
sure.
It'll be super special.
And I can't wait to go back there and, yeah. and you know.
Yeah, like, get the feedback.
And know how the parts have, yeah, like,
impacted
helped them. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then after that, some students were sampled and come on in front of the class.
Yes.
And demonstrate to their fellow students like how they understood and yeah. stuff like that.
That was great, from Helen.
Yes.
It was it was like almost reinforcing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just dictating. Mm-hmm. You sit and listen.
Mm.
The students were standing up and, you know, if one didn't get it, another one would help them.
Yeah,
or maybe
yeah, yeah.
some had got 50% and yes. another person would help. And then it became very like community, right? And it was great that the teachers were also there
yes.
to be part of the journey, right?
Yeah,
and also just be there to support and listen what it is. Because the feedback from the headmistress when we first went in November, October,
yes.
was like, this is not just a problem, it's a big problem.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a big problem. So yeah, really amazing. And a big thank you to people who've supported. And yeah, we still got a lot more to go.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was really great. As like I said, Helen, amazing way of teaching. So that was really, really great.
And then after that, like the students had no questions, and then she was like, "Okay, if you don't have questions, then I'm gonna question you."
Yes.
And then one of the questions she asked was like, "Why should we trust the Lord?" Yes, like when we are the part, do you think like the bride can like. Go through
to the clip.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Why should we trust the Lord?"
Mm.
And I also didn't know if between the Lord there was like a waterproof material.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's so a, I mean, like, it's amazing technology.
Yeah,
man.
Of course, man.
I mean, from what they, and it's all made with in house, like in Tanzania.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing how we've used all these different resources to source. So, yeah. So there's a waterproof in the holder of the pad, so it doesn't seep through as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after that, and like after the students have answered the questions and, you know, like everything is clear to each other.
Mm.
And then they were told like, we will go back after 3 months to do the monitoring and evaluation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's a key, that's very key.
Yes.
To really hear, you know, the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if there's any issues and just how we can improve. So,
yeah.
So yeah. And the beautiful thing about where that school, Manushi, is it's close to where the pads are made.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's not even a 20-minute drive
from
Soweto to Werowero.
Yeah,
I don't
but
think
just 20, the roads.
Yeah,
like
just the road, just the roads. But like,
good,
yeah, on a good day, like 20, 30, within 30 minutes you're there.
Yeah.
From Soweto, where they're made,
to
the school. Mm-hmm. And that was our real vision, to have a school that's close by to where the pads are made and really use that as an opportunity to grow and learn more. Because also, you know, these are not limited to students.
Yeah, yeah,
they sure. can also be very useful for the community at large.
Yeah,
of and that's
course.
The hope as well that that these, because it's a product that they can be also be sold. Like maybe in that particular location of Werowero, once the understanding of the pads are known and talked about, there could be a small distribution center there.
Yeah, yeah,
could be
yeah.
a small shop there, right?
Yes.
And you know, they're selling them in a closer place, you know? So again, what we've priced them at as well is a way that also it covers the materials, but also helps the project to continue running.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And after that, then the deputy head like sampled one student to give like a thanks giving
really
word. And she was really great, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, all in all, they were very, very appreciative, right?
Yeah, of course.
And it was very humbling to see that, hey, you're thinking of us, and you want us to help continue something. And this, I won't call it technology, man, because it really is, man. Like in a sense, like if we just discussed the reality of missing 3 days of school, and the responsibility of that student to get all the information, to catch up, to ensure that they can get to the next level if and so they choose.
Yeah.
Sit their exams and all those, you know, all those things, that the responsibilities that they have. Mm. And that can have a big effect on later on in life for you.
Yeah, of course.
You know? So yeah, it was really moving, man. Very moving.
Yeah, man. And then after that, I think like we were done with the class and we just had to take some few photos.
Had to take some photos, man.
Yeah, of course, man.
Thank you to Vincent. Thank you to Jacob, man. Mm-hmm. They were...
These guys are very great.
They were like... They only asked the day before, remember, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They asked, I think we posted in our WhatsApp group, hey, we're going to go tomorrow. And then they just put their hands up and said, hey, can we come through?
Yeah.
And it was a Friday. So we weren't sure because obviously it could be a work day.
Yes, of course.
And I don't even fully know how they got time off work, but they had the time to come.
Yes.
And also prior to that, so that was Thursday, right?
Yeah, that was Thursday.
And then on Monday, the team, our original photographer,
yes,
said they couldn't do the couldn't come and do the pictures first.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were scrambling, thinking how are we gonna do it, and we're kind of delegating between ourselves, like we're gonna take our phones and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So when we arrive in Moshi, so imagine we've driven 2 hours, and Jacob and Vincent are behind us in tow, and then we get there, we park our cars. And then we're like, hey, this is a scenario. We need to do this. And they're like, oh, well, actually, Vincent does photography.
Yes.
And media.
Yes.
And he, as he walks, goes into the car, opens the boot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the boot had like a drawer. Pulled out the drawer. And then, you know, we have those black, like, media bags.
Hey, bro. Like, the guy was parked, goodness.
So he came out. He had all the cameras and stuff. So all those amazing pictures you saw was Vincent. And also Jacob was like, no, you guys... sit down and execute, and I'll capture the moment.
Yeah,
and he sacrificed that to produce such an amazing. I don't know if you've seen the video.
Yeah.
It's an amazing just way to just kind of summarize you know the experience and then even the micro, even at the microphones. It's like it was so great. It's like I just need to do like a 30-second just review of what happened. So there I'm just like I'm trying to say things and think at the same time.
Yeah,
but man, the editing, everything. So big props to them.
Yeah,
thank you.
Shout out to Vincent, the tourist. He calls himself the tourist.
The tourist. So,
yeah, okay, tourist.
Cool. That's good, man. That's good. And Jacob, man.
All right. Yeah, of course. And then after that, we headed to the headmaster's office. Yeah,
we did.
To hand over the Bitcoin standard book.
Yes, the keys are really. Yeah, keys.
Yeah. Really, also, shout out to Exonomia.
Yes,
Exonomia Africa.
Yes,
for translating the.
Big thank you to that. Thank you to Nolene and the whole team.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And they were like, how do we get in touch with you?
Uh-huh.
They're like, what if we have questions and stuff? So we got to write. I wrote my number, my email there, and then we were rocking our Prime T-shirts.
Bitcoin Nihela. And then you know what happened? Like when we were way out, and then we met the headmaster because the headmaster was not there.
He was a bit busy. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we met the headmaster outside, and he was like, "What do you mean Bitcoin Nihela? Hey, bro! Like he was like, I want to know where the money comes in this Bitcoin."
Yeah, if you don't know, Bitcoin Nihela means in Swahili means Bitcoin is money.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, for us, it was just it was such a rewarding moment because we were like, we want to speak to you without speaking to you, and challenge your thought.
Yes,
you might have an idea of what money is.
Yeah,
but there is this new thing called Bitcoin on the scene, and if we have an opportunity to tell you about it, we will. But man, that's also taking a life of its own.
Yeah, of course.
As in, like, people like that phrase.
Yeah,
they like it, and we have stickers, and man, they always sell out. Like, they always just like people just take them. I'm seeing them on laptops, on back of phones,
like on the lift.
On the lift. Yeah. It wasn't us guys. Hey, we didn't put it in the lift, but it's there. Crazy. So yeah. Anyway, so that is.
And that was immediately after we given some to Na. Was it after an event? Was it after P2P Banda or like?
I think P2P Banda we started them, and then we just had like, what can we leave them? Because also let's give the Bitcoin context as well, right? You know, and obviously the pads have been sponsored with Bitcoin from people around the world, which we're very grateful for.
Yeah.
So And also, it's allowed us to have access to the school.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And then, like I said, the beautiful thing about this product is that every year, there's going to be a new class needing them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You know, and potentially like another class who maybe got them in Form 1 might need a new one when they get to Form 4.
Yes.
So after 3 years. So you're always connected to that community.
Yes, of course.
That's number one. And then number two is monitoring evaluation.
Mm.
We're not just giving you pads and leaving you with a hotline to
customer
service. The goal is also to go back. So that's where we got Proof of Work Academy 255.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we plan to do our Bitcoin education
and
plan to empower and show and give more information about Bitcoin
on
the monitoring evaluation side.
Yes.
Even just whether they like it or not, Bitcoin is part of their life.
Yeah, that's cool. Of course.
It's part of it. Yeah. Especially in every stakeholder, because now a teacher has the potential to have a full class as opposed to not, because not having the pads, right?
Yeah.
You know, and the student doesn't have to do as much as copying and things if they're going to class, their attendance should be going up.
Yeah,
which I think is also one of the monitoring evaluations things we were doing with the admins, with the staff to find out if attendance is going up.
Yeah,
because right now, what is your excuse not to go?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been logged that you received the pad.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your excuse not to go?
Yeah.
Did you not have any?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we could just call them and they can bring some more. Like, you know,
of course,
you know. Yeah. So all of that empowering the teachers to be like, hey, we should, you know, more often than not have a full class, and it should be another personal reason why you can't come to class.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah, man.
Yeah.
And after that, I think everything was done, and like we had like a little moment with the team, and you know, like chatting kidogo.
Yeah, we went to a Weruweru hotel.
Yeah,
beautiful hotel. Shout out to the Swise. I love that place. And got to reflect, man.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important thing, because it's our first time doing that process.
Mm-hmm.
For me, obviously noticing the girls and how appreciative they were.
Mm-hmm.
Also seeing Helen and her situation, you know, being a single mother and being trained on how to make these pads, these products.
Yeah.
And then her also executing the lesson.
And
it's almost like a big sister. Like, just like, I know what you're going through. I know what you go through.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that we can make. And then obviously now including Bitcoin in the whole thing.
Yes.
And just being like, wow, like you can be in America, Switzerland, Paris, Australia, and you can impact someone for $30 to have 3 years of their schooling changed potentially.
Of course.
Which is, you know, had we not used Bitcoin, what other rails we could use? And then plus then there's ChapSmart from Brian.
And
ChapSmart, if those who don't know, is an off-ramp solution specifically for Tanzania. You can pay on-chain or you can pay a Lightning invoice. And as long as you have a person's mobile number, currently specifically the Vodacom operator, then they will receive Tanzanian shillings. You know, and it's pretty much instant. Like it's very, very quick. So imagine that is a tool that we can use to off ramp the donations into shillings
to mobilize and buy
the materials, obviously, you know, unless, and also in a time you can orange pill the suppliers and whatnot. But the fact we can mobilize and it's not a big deal, a big hurdle.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And that's the technology of Bitcoin. So we appreciate that, man. So so right now, so what's next? What's next for that? So we've been speaking with them, Hedihuru.
Yes.
And there's 10 more schools.
So that was one.
That was number one. And that was block one.
Block one. We need to go to block 11.
Yes,
so we need to get to block 11. 10 more schools to go.
Yeah, so currently, actually two things. So Manushi's school have a new set of Form 1s who started in January. So when we did the research, we only had the details of the the current form twos, threes, and fours, and the ones who just graduated.
Yes.
So they've actually asked us if we can consider the form ones, which we're working on.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back to that Manushi school. Mm. And in my estimation, I don't think it'd be more than 10 to 15 pads for that form one group. But yes, we're getting the numbers for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two is we've identified three more schools, which are, and again, another close proximity to Moshi Town.
Yeah.
So again, we're looking to go to them. And I think the numbers are about, one school has about 50 girls,
mm-hmm.
one has 100 and 100. So about 250 pads.
But that data is old. Yeah, that data is according to the last, like,
2023.
Yeah, 2023.
So this is a part of the process. Part of the process is that we go initially, obviously, touch base, because they know they already had their initial interview, but that was years ago.
Yeah.
So now we have to go back and confirm
with
the number, because it's going to be new students, because at least some of them have already graduated. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least two classes have graduated already.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of verify that.
Yeah.
And again, that's the work. So so we do need admin staff for Hedihuru.
Yeah.
And we do need someone to help Helen make the pads because it is a bit overwhelming to make a lot. So the next target is approximately 250, and we'll update on once we get confirmation of the number for the school. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So that's the plan, man.
Yeah, man. It's big plan. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's amazing, and it's really amazing to be part of it, and again, showing Bitcoin in action.
Yeah, of course. That's real life Bitcoin use cases.
Yeah.
Like Bitcoin solving real life problems.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And it's an amazing technology, and it's great when it's really doing something. And also just being in the hub. I think we need to update about the hub in general. We'll probably do another podcast.
Yes.
But being in this space, this festival house in Arusha, this co-working space, it's been a great opportunity just to rip shoulders with people and just be like, hey, there's this thing called Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And you can just come in freely, in our office space, and we can talk and sit down. And, you know, we've had people come daily.
Yeah, of course, man.
Just hang out with us and just talk. So network, which has been amazing. So, I think we'll cut it there a little bit longer, but because it was such a special block, number one.
Oh, of course.
Manushi Secondary School. And we look forward to updating you guys more. Thank you for tuning in. If you're on Fountain, I know you can write in the comments.
Yeah.
You know, you can zap. And we're trying to collect as much as possible to do it. And please check out the Hedihuru page. I can put the link at the bottom so you can check it out.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
And have a good one. We'll speak again soon.
Of course.
All right. Peace.
Bye.